This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll talk politics with former New York gubernatorial candidate Rob Astorino. But first, according to a study, rap had a bigger influence on American music than the Beatles. Researchers looked at more than 17,000 songs that made up 86% of the Billboard Hot 100 between 1960 and 2010. They say the rise of rap music and related genres appear to be the single most important event that has shaped the music on our charts. And they say that diversity actually increased in the 80s and 90s as hip-hop emerged, while the low point for variety was in the early 1980s when genres like new wave, disco, and hard rock dominated. A woman in Los Angeles cut her family off from Wi-Fi over health concerns. The woman started to feel dizzy, had migraines, and heart palpitations after a wireless smart meter was installed on her home. Her 22-year-old daughter also felt the effects. So she got rid of the Wi-Fi in her home. Doctors say there is a syndrome called electromagnetic hypersensitivity, which the women likely have. Lindsay Lohan was spotted carrying the Quran as she stepped out in Brooklyn after her court-ordered community service at a children's center. Lohan was raised a Catholic, but has since spoken about other spiritual beliefs. Last year, she told Oprah Winfrey that meditation put her in touch with greater powers. Lohan supported Kabbalah as a teen star by wearing the red string bracelet, and she reportedly joined Courtney Love's Buddhist chanting group in 2012. One in three people on Tinder are actually married. Of those that lie about their relationship status, women are more likely to be on the app looking for a hookup outside their marriage. In comparison, 23% of men on Tinder are already married. Researchers say it could make the case that these married users are just window shopping. Others claim that they are on the app to make friends only in their area. A man playing on the New York Lotto's newest scratch-off game realized not only was his ticket a loser, it was actually insulting, too. It says, "You Elmira Trash." The man was a bit offended. Authorities investigated and determined the ticket was real. A New York Lottery spokesperson says the unfortunate arrangement of words on this individual's ticket was completely random, coincidental, and most importantly, unintentional. As soon as the ticket was brought to our attention, we immediately contacted the ticket printing vendor to remove the word trash from being a possible result from any future game. We apologize to anyone who was offended by this unfortunate result. According to the Gaming Commission, the odds of those words being selected in that order are 1 in 900 million. Drinking rates vary by state. However, binge drinking is on the rise. Researchers found the highest rates of overall and problem drinking in New England, along the Pacific Coast, and in the northern parts of the West and Midwest. There's a county in Wisconsin that leads the country in binge drinking, where 36% of drinking-age adults binge drink. Least likely to binge is Madison County, Idaho, where just 5.9% do it. Esmeralda County in Nevada leads the nation in heavy drinking, with 22.4% drinking that much, while Hancock County, Tennessee, is the least likely to drink heavily. The rate there is only 2.4%. Former Republican New York State gubernatorial candidate Rob Astorino continues in his job as the Westchester County Executive, and he has some thoughts about presidential politics this week.
How do you see the presidential candidates shaking out at this point?
Well, I think obviously on the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton, a Westchester resident, is the clear favorite. And on the Republican side, it's all over the place. But that's not a bad thing, because I've gotten to know some of them real well, and I've gotten to meet all the rest. So I think they all bring something to the table. Some, I think, are more well-rounded than others. And I certainly have my pick, who I think is going to be the president, and I think that I would like to see as a ticket. I'll keep that in reserve for now. But I do think we've got a good field to choose from.
Is it good to have a large field so that there's variety?
Yeah, I think there is. At this point, it's good, because everyone brings different things to the table. And Carly Fiorina, the only female, brings a lot to the table, too, on our side. And they can't play the woman card on her, you know, because she's very opinionated. But she also brings a whole new perspective, too. So I think there's a lot of good candidates. And time will tell. I mean, that's part of the process. They all get tested. They all have to put ideas different than others. And that's a good thing.
With Westchester County Executive and former New York gubernatorial candidate Rob Astorino, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Where are they now?
with Ahmad Rashad.
He's a Heisman Trophy winner who joined the upstart USFL. He set pro football's all-time single-season rushing record with 2,411 yards before moving to the NFL.
Look out, record! Walker, touchdown!
So, whatever happened to Herschel Walker? These days, Herschel is punishing opponents in a new way, as an MMA fighter. He's won both his bouts as a fifth-degree black belt. Herschel has also gone public that he suffers from multiple personality disorder, but that didn't stop him from becoming a contestant on Celebrity Apprentice in 2009. And don't be fooled, he's still as intimidating as ever.
I said, shut up. He wouldn't shut up.
My advice? If Herschel tells you to shut up, you might want to shut up. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot. The main.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers: Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What does it take to lose a best friend? Well, one behavior will do it every time. Here's the social science of it. They could be your best friend from childhood, but if they ever betray your trust, there's probably not enough forgiveness in the world to get over it. It seems when we're betrayed by someone in our inner circle, it draws more flack, more retribution than if a stranger betrays us. Why? In-group cooperation is valued and cultivated. When someone betrays that trust, it's difficult for us to understand, and for our own protection, we never forget it.
You hurt my feelings!
What's the cheap psychological trick? Hurt me once, shame on you, but betray me once and forgiveness may be granted, but I'll never forget it. This is the hurt of friendship, which just hurts the most. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.